We will make up. At some point, you told me, let me be delusional.
You told me that. And I was like,
But we could be, we will create a whole.
We'll create a scenario.
Whole relationship in our heads.
A story, a screenplay, a movie. We will. We will. And we will play all the parts.
We'll have no shame. We'll have no shame. We'll start reading into everything the dude's doing.
Yeah.
What's good? My name's Nuria.
And my name is Caroline. This is the Cathartic Experience.
Two therapists talking about life
in an unfiltered way.
Happy 2023. Yeah. I wish I was actually that excited about it.
I'm kind of excited about it. Kind of. Happy New Year to the peeps. Welcome to the new people and welcome back to the old people.
Yes, and thank you. Thank you for following us into 2023. Hey. Don't forget to leave a review and subscribe. Like, what are you doing with your life if you're not?
Wait, where are they gonna leave a review? Apple Podcasts?
Anywhere.
We wanna hear. We wanna hear what you think.
Yeah, your opinions, your feedback. We want to have like an open line of communication with you. But yes. So, first, let's start with our usual check-ins. You know, what's going on?
Evan, what is going on? 2023 has been hitting me. It's almost the end of January. Bitch, where did January go?
March 1st is in 4 weeks.
Stop. Don't tell me things like that.
I wish I was playing with you.
Don't tell me things like that.
I was playing with you. I wish I was playing with you. For real. March 1st is in 4 weeks. At least I think so.
Well, February is a short month.
Yeah.
It's also Black History Month.
Hey.
Yeah.
They're like, we can't give these niggas too much time.
We can't give you 31.
Yeah.
We'll give you sometimes 28, sometimes 29. We'll see.
They'll ration it. Like they rationed our rights and privileges. Anyways.
So it's been going well so far. We have a lot of big things going on for 2023,
A lot of big plans. And something I'm finding in that is that, it's hard to keep up stamina sometimes. So it's like you almost have to force yourself to refocus on your purpose of the year. Because sometimes you can get bogged down by day-to-day life stuff that it's like, oh my gosh. Yeah. But then you have to sit there and be like, what was it that I wanted this year to be about? And then you have to like refocus all that energy. And that shit is hard, especially when you have to deal with work and family and
personal events. Life. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. And snow.
Yeah.
This fucking snow. Like, I'm pretty sure I would be less stressed
in life
if I never had to deal with snow ever again.
Yeah, I would be as stressed.
I'm dead.
But yeah, we have a lot of things going on for 2023.
Yes.
I think that it's important for people to still, not like New Year resolution, but like, what are some of the things that you're trying to do this year? Not just like, I'm trying to get fit, but like, what are the actual goals, you know? Because then it gets lost.
And the thing is, I don't even think it's about goals anymore. I think it's about intention.
Mm.
You have to be intentional about what you want in your life. I think for me, I chose my word of the year just to set an intention. And that word of the year is discipline. So what I've actually found, because for the longest time I was convinced like maybe I have ADHD, like maybe I just can't concentrate, type of thing.
I think you low-key do, you're just not diagnosed.
Yeah, but the thing is, like, I always convinced myself I'm someone who naturally has no discipline. But then I found that at the beginning of the year, I was actually able to sit through things and complete them despite the discomfort or the boredom that came along with it. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, it's not that I am, you know, cursed with having this. It's just a habit I need to work on in order to enhance my ability.
Your attention. So,
man, 2023 is the year of the renovations.
It is. My word is transition.
Okay.
Yeah. There's a lot of transitions going on.
Yeah. There's a lot of transitions.
There's a lot of transition going on.
But I would say so far, though I've enjoyed it, I've just been exhausted. And one of the things that's coming up for me a lot is like existential thoughts about like, what are we doing? Why are we doing it? What is life?
Yeah.
The ending of life, understanding of the meaning of life. So it's a lot of big questions I'm asking myself on the daily, because it feels like every single day goes by in the blink of an eye.
Yeah, it does.
And it's so easy to miss.
It does.
So let's get into what made us decide to create this Tough Love series. So
the series for this, well, not this year, but that we're starting off with is Tough Love.
Yes. So it's going to be about 7-8 different, you know, basically tough love kind of principles or things we want to share. Because I guess what inspired the series for me was, as a therapist, you always want to walk a neutral ground.
Mm-hmm.
And in that, not only do you have to be honest, but you have to be compassionate. And I feel like the therapist title or role doesn't actually fully resonate all the time with how I actually operate.
As a person. And your life. Yeah.
Yeah. So as a therapist, you know, though some people love tough love from their therapist, for the most part, a lot of people are looking for that patience, that compassion, validation and all that stuff. But in my personal life,
we operate differently. Something needs to be done. Do it.
I can be a rude ass bitch. Like, bitch. Not even gonna lie about it.
And sometimes. The thing is,
not even rude, but I tend to be very direct in how I communicate things.
Because think about it, like, a lot of the things that we need to do, it's like, you need to be direct.
Yeah.
You need to be.
But as a therapist, you almost have to be more
passive. You have to be the opposite.
Yeah, you have to be the opposite. You have to be more passive. And I know for a lot of people that actually frustrates them about their therapist. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, within the profession, we do have responsibility to care for people. And sometimes some people can't handle things too directly.
Too directly.
Especially if they're not ready to hear that guidance or whatever it is. So we have to be sometimes very careful.
Clients, you have to sit with them and the stuckness, right?
Right.
And that could be
years.
Yeah. Months, if not years of being clinically depressed, and we're just sitting.
Right.
We're just sitting in something.
So we wanted to create the series for people who just want realness and our actual opinions about things in life. And the thing is, this isn't for the faint of heart. if you are a weakling, sign off now. If you take things too personally, go.
It's not, this series is not for you.
This series is not for you. And that's
we need to get real.
We do need to get real. This is just us being honest. One of my favorite things that I've heard on social media this past few weeks is the quote, be fucking for real. Be fucking for real.
Yeah.
And I think there's a lot of things that we tend to deny or avoid as people in order to be comfortable.
Avoidance.
In order to be comfortable.
Avoidance.
So this series is going to make you face certain truths about your life. And you can take it or leave it, but we're just letting you know what the fuck it is.
Yeah.
So let's start. So this episode is called He Don't Want You. He don't want you. He will never want you. He's not interested in you.
He's not interested in you.
And he doesn't.
Girl.
He never thought about claiming you in the first place.
No.
So this is important, especially in this dating age. Like, because like things are fucked up
out here.
It's
a plague. It really is.
It's a plague. It's the fucking Olympics. Everybody's playing a fucking sport. Oh. Like, it's crazy. So one thing I've observed, maybe I'll share in my own personal life. Something I've observed is, as someone who tends to be more go-getter, more takes initiative.
Oh, ambitious, go-getter.
Yeah, that doesn't translate well when you're dating men. So one thing I found is that I can't force a relationship because I want one.
Mm-hmm.
I can't force it because I want one. Because technically, the society is still a little archaic or barbaric.
Yes.
In that, it's the man who often has to make the bid for official relationship.
Yeah, the status of the relationship. And the you thing can think is, you're in a relationship with him, but if he hasn't claimed you. Thing.
He hasn't claimed you. And that's where it gets all, you know, all touchy and shit. Because the thing is, tell me how many women I've met in my life, or even me, where I'm sitting there like, I think we're in a relationship because we're doing all these things. We're acting like, we're acting like we're together.
All of the elements of the relationship, but are without there, the status.
Without the official fucking stamp. Mm-hmm. I got caught up in that recently. I knew I was going to get caught up in it, but I got caught up in that recently.
I could see you from a mile away. A mile away.
No, but the thing is, I ended up in a situation with, we'll call him T. Yeah. And if you're listening, hi.
Hello. Nigga. Yeah.
Anyways.
He probably listening. They do that.
Thing is, like, I was caught up in a situation with this guy. I liked him. He liked me.
Do you want to talk about the... What was it? I sent a cover letter for you.
Oh! We'll talk about that another day.
Okay. Let's focus on that.
So basically, she helped me out. She vetted for me and she created...
I did, because I really want you to find somebody.
Yes, because you're a real one. But... The thing is, I was going back and forth with him for 6 weeks. We were, We were having deep, real, intimate conversation.
Like, real deep.
Consistent. We were talking every day for hours. And for me, I'm like, time is precious, especially my fucking time. So, time is fucking precious.
Some people say they're busy, but they're not really busy. Like, if you're working a 9-to-5 and you go home at 5, you're not really busy. You have all of your evenings. We're usually here. I'm here from 9 to 7. And then after that, there's a little bit of time. But even you had a class. You had classes.
Yeah.
Trying to write a dissertation. Like, yeah, stop.
My days are at least
hectic.
12 hours.
Yes, at least 12 hours. And a real, true 12 hours.
Consumed. Every hour is consumed by something.
So the fact that you were spending that much time with
talking to someone, I was like, okay, so we're building towards this. We're working towards this. By 6 weeks, because for me, that's a long time to be having real, deep, intimate, emotional.
4 hours sometimes on the phone.
Emotional conversation with this guy. And then I was like, I basically forced him into a corner because I was like, I don't want to waste more time. Do you want
me? It's been 6 weeks.
Do you want me? Do you not want me? What is happening? And he felt backed into a corner, but ultimately he chose, okay, I'll be with you. And even with that, I was like, oh, I don't like that response because it's like, ew, I had to give you an ultimatum?
For you to make a decision.
And the thing is, for me, it's like, I'm offended because how long would you have let this go on for?
If I didn't press you.
Yeah. It's like he wanted to give me the illusion of a relationship without us having to call it that.
Yeah.
Because us calling it that would mean that there would be expectations.
Yeah.
But it's like, we're already talking to each other every day. We're part of each other's lives. Like, We've been on a few dates. So I didn't understand. So what ended up happening was that, you know, I set a slight expectation. We were together for 72 hours, y'all.
3 days.
Yo, my relationship was shorter than fucking Kim K's marriage. I never thought that was within the realm of the possibility. But
we were there.
We were there. We passed there. We traveled around there and then settled.
But it didn't feel good to you, though. Uh-uh. That was the thing. It didn't feel good. And you felt like something just wasn't quite right. You know, like something was missing. The excitement, I want to be with you. I want to pursue you. I want to, you know, almost
and that's
like,
the thing. He wasn't excited about committing to me.
It was kind of like, sign here.
Yeah, exactly.
Sign this contract.
I felt like I had to force his hand. And sometimes that's the only way you could actually test these men is to actually say, what are we? What is happening? And then you'll see what their true intentions are.
Yeah.
Because if they never knew what they wanted in the first place.
And then the mistrust.
They will scramble. Yeah. When you ask them that question, if they start scrambling, that is your cue to leave. And the thing is, if you're ever brought to the point where you have to ask that question, do yourself a favor and walk out. I've heard of people.
But it was like, I feel like it was like every step of the way was like, okay, are you good now? Yeah. Okay, are you good now? Yeah. Are we okay now? Do you want to continue? Yes. Right. Yes, I want to continue.
Yeah.
I feel like every 2 weeks you would ask that question, and every step of the way he would say like, yeah, like I'm still interested in you. I still want to do this. And then at the end of the 6 week, it was like, okay.
Right.
Okay. So now like we're at the relationship talk.
Yeah. And he backed up.
He scrambled.
He was ready for all the forms of intimacy. But then as the idea of commitment and expectations came along, it was like a no ma'am, no ham, no turkey. This is not it for us.
All the way pulled back.
So I mean, not that I didn't know. Like, luckily, I have friends who are very honest and they will break down, analyze the situation and say, hey, stop being stupid.
Mm-hmm.
You know what you need to do.
Yeah.
Y'all are real with me like that. I've heard of situations of women. And the thing is, us women, honestly, and we need to be honest. And this can be for men too, but I can only speak from my experience.
Mm-hmm.
We can be fucking delusional. We will make up.
At some point you told me, let me be delusional. You told me that. And I was like,
But we can be, we will create a scenario. Whole relationship
story,
in our heads.
A story, a screenplay, a movie. We will. We will. And we will play all the parts.
We'll have no shame. We'll start reading into everything the dude's doing.
Yeah.
Oh my God, he texted me once in 2 days saying he thinks about me. That's nice. He's thinking about me.
That's special.
It's like, no, he's not. He's not making a consistent and conscious effort to be in your life. Like
once every 48 hours, nothing.
Exactly. Or the girls, it's like, I'm giving him everything, time, energy, whatever. And we're acting like we're together, but we're not. Like, don't stop fooling yourself.
Don't do that. Don't do it.
If he hasn't said, hey, you are my partner, you are my girlfriend, I want to build something with you, I want to integrate you as part of my life. And the thing is, we need to stop treating these men like they're toddlers.
They're not toddlers. Girls are always acting like men.
They're always like, oh my gosh, like, I just don't want to... You know, that we underestimate their capability to actually ask for what they need.
Mm-hmm.
If you are that big age and you can't ask for what you need. 20
something, 30, pushing 30.
You shouldn't be in a relationship if you can't talk about relationships.
Yeah.
If you can't talk about a relationship, you shouldn't be in someone. It's almost
like, I remember you had to like break down, you know, like average expectations of like, one day I would want for you to meet my friends.
Right.
One day down the line, I would want for you to meet my parents. Like, these are all normal relationship things.
It was ridiculous.
You have to break it down into, like, time frames and all of that. And it was a lot.
So, if you have to ask, what are we? He don't want you.
Because usually he'll claim you.
If he avoids conversation about commitment... He don't want you.
Oh, man.
You have to give him an ultimatum.
He don't want you. It shouldn't get to that.
He don't want you.
Unfortunately, he don't want you.
And if you're ever questioning or doubting how he actually feels about you, he don't want you.
Yeah. It's tough, but it is what it is.
Because if he wanted you, he would have acted accordingly.
Yeah.
When we want things as people, there's nothing really stopping us from getting it. And the thing is, when we're unsure, it's the ambivalence.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of these men are ambivalent. What they will do nowadays is they will choose the girl who's willing to give them everything at a low cost for them.
Low level commitment.
Oh my gosh. They don't have to invest anything.
No.
But she will show up for me. She will check in on me. She'll have sex with me.
Yeah.
She'll spend time with me. She'll boost my ego.
Yeah.
She'll do all these things. And I have to do nothing.
All I
have to do is be here.
All I have to do is show up.
Amazing.
Boom. Sign me up.
that sounds like a good deal.
Yeah.
Don't let them clown you like that.
Don't do that. Don't self-sacrifice like that. Especially, you end up with what at the end of the day?
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
And real talk, you look embarrassing.
Yeah.
You look embarrassing investing in a nigga who's never going to take you around his family. Who you're never going to meet his friends. Who's never going to make an effort to treat you like part of his future. Who's never going to make an effort to get to know you for who you are, what you stand for, how you feel. All these little things. You are an object of affection and sex in his world.
That's all.
Let him go.
That is all that you are.
And if you're in denial or feel pressed by what I'm saying right now, then you need to take a look at your situation.
Maybe this is about you.
Maybe this is about you. Because the thing is, honestly, we saw the Steve Harvey thing that's like, a man knows within 6 months whether he wants to actually commit to you.
Less than six months.
Yeah. And the thing is, I tell people all the time, like, because I've actually had the privilege of experiencing amazing romantic partners, like good people who knew what they wanted.
That was so hard about this because it was like past partners, they claimed you. They claimed you.
I think the max amount of time it took was a month.
Yeah.
That was max.
Max.
And even then, I felt so like, okay, what the fuck are we?
You felt secure in the
connection.
Connection, yeah.
1,000%. But I knew from jump how these people felt about me, that they wanted me as part of their lives.
Mm-hmm.
So I wasn't ever guessing. So if you're left in a situation where you're guessing, you're being played.
Yeah, I think with T, the thing is, there was pressure because it was like, listen, you're either my husband or the step two.
Yeah.
So figure it out.
And I told him that.
Figure it out. And I think that made him realize that, like, okay, I need to make a decision.
But yeah, the thing is, like, I don't ever want it to get there ever again. Because a man should be already acting like he intends to be someone in my life.
Yeah.
I shouldn't have to be like, well, it's either you're going to act like my husband or not. If you're not already acting like someone I would deem to be a husband, then why should I have to sit here and ask you about that? So that was my mistake. And that's something I have to kind of claim, is that if I'm having to ask the question, my answer is already there and I'm just choosing to not see it.
Mm.
Stop being in denial. Yeah. Stop being delusional. In a denial.
Yeah.
If it's over 2-3 months.
Listen, 6 months, a year. Like, this is...
Yeah, being delusional.
I've heard it. I've seen it. Don't do it.
Let him go.
Let him go.
Let him go.
Like,
let him go.
Yo. It doesn't matter if he buys you stuff. It doesn't matter if he's promising that one day things are going to change.
One day. And the thing is, it's like the amount of girls that get strung along in these situations, and it could be like a dude, for example, and in fucked up situations too, like when the guy is married to or engaged to another girl, and he's like, wait for me one day. Why are you waiting?
He's having more kids. In the meantime, he's going on more vacations.
He's never
going
to leave her.
He's not going to leave her.
For you. If he hasn't, he will never. And you need to let it go.
Yeah, and sometimes we're talking about years.
Years. Sometimes we talk about more than years, but he ain't gonna leave because why? He gets all the benefits of you without having to be committed to you. So why would he commit to you if he already gets everything he's gonna need?
Unfortunately, it's that simple with men. They're not complicated creatures.
They're not. They're overly simple. It's embarrassing.
But it is what it is.
And you gotta ask yourself, what about my low self-esteem keeps me chasing after people? What about my own...
That are not available. People that don't want...
That don't want you.
Yeah.
What about me?
This is something that you need to figure out.
And my own wounds make me chase after people that clearly don't want me.
Mm-hmm.
And what part of me enjoys the chase and why? Do I believe I don't deserve happiness? Do I believe that maybe I'm not worthy of it? Maybe I'm not good enough for it?
A healthy connection with someone.
Yeah, because oftentimes the women who do maintain relationships with these men who don't know what they want, it's a deeper thing going on.
Yeah.
It's a deeper thing going on.
Mm-hmm.
Because one thing I learned about this situation was that I really got in touch with my self-worth. Because I remember at the end of it, I was like, okay, I invested my time for 6 weeks and I'm okay with walking away.
Mm-hmm.
I'm okay with walking away. I still talk to him casually because...
Just to check up on it.
But it's not like that. Like, I'm not going to act like you're dead or anything because you were alive and well and I actually had a connection with you. So why would I just get rid of you like that type of thing? So we still talk, but I don't grieve what that was because I wasn't getting anything from it.
I think that maybe you were grieving it while you were in it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Every step of the way.
It shouldn't have been that hard.
No.
It should be easy. All my amazing past romantic partners, this has just been easy. So choose a nigga who makes it easy for you. I should stop saying nigga. Right? But this is
just somebody who actually wants you. Someone who's eager to, you know, talk about the future and who's, you know, eager to plan things with you.
Especially if that's what you're looking for.
Yeah.
Why would you choose someone who doesn't want the same things you want? That's weird.
Mm-hmm.
We're just being rude in this podcast.
Well, it's a tough love series, so we can allow it.
We can allow it. But yes. So I want you to reflect on, you know, what parts of you keeps you chasing men who don't want you? And why?
Yeah, and what are you going to do about that?
What are you going to do about it? Do you...
Because you see it. You see the pattern. And I hope your friends are calling you out.
I hope so.
Yeah.
Some people don't have...
I have friends that are so quiet.
Yeah, so about everything.
Quiet. Yeah.
Yo, I... Cecilia? Whew.
Yeah. She's going in.
She's a friend I made this year.
Mm-hmm.
Every time I'm doing something dumb, she says, "Nigga, stop acting stupid."
Okay, that's a bit rough.
But sometimes I need to hear it like that.
Okay.
She's like, you know he don't want you. Mm-hmm. He's out here telling you he doesn't want a relationship. Why on earth are you trying to force him?
Mm-hmm.
You blind. You blind.
She's just out here ripping off the Band-Aid.
And I was like, I can't see, I'm blind. Blind. But yes. I was blind. I was blind, but I knew I was being stupid. Yeah. But sometimes you need to hear it. You need to hear it in a... Oh, like, maybe you should consider not, and then you need to hear you're acting stupid.
I feel like
I'm
here, oh, maybe you should consider not, and then she's like, you're ba-da-da-da-ow.
Yeah.
Bazooka. Yeah.
So, we hope you could cope with the fact that he don't want you.
Mm-hmm.
If we made you cry, not our problem.
Sorry.
Sorry. Take care of yourself. We love you, though. This is tough love.
This is, sometimes you need it.
Sometimes, this is tough
sometimes
love.
Sometimes you need it.
We still love you.
But you need to take better care of yourself.
Yeah, let's give you an air hug. Let me give you an air hug.
Aww.
So I just wrap my arms around you. I'm sorry you're going through this, but you needed to hear it.
Yeah.
But yes, with that, we'll leave you with
bet.